You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Tips to find new leads. Places do you buy them? So here's my take on that. I have bought them before, and if you, and actually let me think of the link. I believe it's topearnermlmleads.com, which is topearnermlmleads.com. I believe is a site that you can buy leads on. It's actually a company that I've worked with in the past. You can buy them, but let me give you my full take on leads. All right. So when I got serious about network marketing, I was dead broke, personal foreclosure, $1 million in debt, chased by bill collectors. I had gone through a divorce. At one point, was living on my buddy's couch, and I needed to make it happen because I was like dead broke. And I knew that I needed leads. I knew that I needed to talk to people. This was my kind of two-step approach to that. So one, I set a goal. I set a commitment. Okay, goal not strong enough here. Commitment. I set a commitment that I was going to get 20 no's a day. Now, to the non-committed, when I say 20 no's a day, they're like, "Where'd you find people? Oh my God!" And I just want to point out that you live in a day and age where you're connected to thousands and thousands of people. And so, where'd I get 20 no's a day? Well, by looking around, right? I prospected people at the coffee shop, at restaurants, at networking meetings. I prospect people on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter. I've recruited people from all of those different places. And so, and here's something that I shared with our Top Earner Club masterminders. I said, I was talking about commitment. And what I realized is the specialness of true commitment. So there's commitment, and then there's everything else. Most people lay in the everything else category. And so I committed to getting 20 no's a day. And that means that sometimes late at night, I'm like, oh man, I haven't hit my 20. And so I'm on Twitter sending messages. Hey, I know we don't know each other, but would you be open to taking a look at what it is that I'm doing? Let me know, right? I mean, commitment means I'm getting this shit done, whether I think of creative thoughts or ideas or not. And this is commitment. This is everything else. And so two things. One, 20 no's a day. And that came from friends, family members. I used to, like, if I got stressed out or if I was feeling sad face, I would pick up my phone, click it, scroll, and just dial whatever the hell it landed on. Which, I mean, I remember one time it was my dry cleaner, and I'm like, hey, I like bring my stuff in there every once in a while. I know, we haven't really talked much, but I prospected them and got to know. But, 20, I committed to 20 no's a day. With commitment, you no longer need creativity. Okay. The second commitment that I made was I was going to do a video every single day, every day. Now, that's commitment. There's commitment. I'm going to do a video every day. Then there's everything else. So the non-committed will say, well, what the hell are you talking about? Well, where'd you find topics? Well, how'd you do that? Because the non-committed will locate every reason not to be committed. Commitment is different. Commitment is psychotic. I'm going to say it. It's a psychotic level of focus that cannot be broken, shaken, you can't hit it with a stick. It's commitment. It's a standalone statue of this is what I'm doing, right? And then there's everything else. And everything else sucks. Everything else is, well, what'd you talk about? Well, where'd you find people? Well, what did you say to them? Well, blah, 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 blah. Because everything else is weakness. Commitment or weakness, okay? And so I committed to do a video a day, committed. And I have continued that tradition for over 10 years. I've done a video, at least one. I mean, many days, 3, 4, 5, but at least one video a day, every day for 10 years. Now, not lives, because 4 years ago, you didn't have live. You know, you would do it the old school way. You'd shoot a video, you'd upload it, and hope that someone saw it, right? And that was, you know, the first 6 years or whatever. And so I committed to doing a video every day to attract people to me to generate leads. And so 20 no's a day, that's me creating, that's me prospecting, me reaching out to people I know, people I don't know. And then marketing, me doing a video every single day that is, you know, at least hopefully valuable, that educates, that gives some kind of, you know, tips or suggestions or help or whatever to attract people to me, okay? And so that's two pillars of commitment that I have and or had. I guess the 20 no's a day, I didn't continue. Shame on me. But that's that. Now, as far as buying leads, here's the key with buying leads, if you do buy leads, okay? So most people are like, I'm going to buy leads and I'm just going to see how good they are. Well, they're going to suck. They're going to suck. But, if you build your muscle, if you get better at speaking to humans because you're talking to more of them, then you have a shot at making money. If you're buying leads thinking, oh, I'm getting 100 leads, I should get at least 20 sales out of these, you're high as a kite. Because they gonna suck, right? You're gonna be hung up on. And you know, I was telling a couple downstairs this morning. When I was 18 years old, I was in telemarketing, and we were selling long distance, right? Y'all remember that? Remember long distance or no? And so I was selling long distance and making 450 calls a day, and on a good week, and I was in the top. You know, I wasn't number one. I don't think ever. There were like two like just beast crushers that beat me out. But I was always in the top 2%, 1% maybe. So a good week, you would make 30 to 35 sales. So let's calculate that out. 450 times 5, I'm not that great at math, but let's just say 400, okay? So 400 times 5, that's 2,000, okay? So what would be 10%? That'd be 200. What would be 1%? That'd be 100. What would be 0.5%? That would be 50. Okay? So the best salespeople in that company had about a 2%, 3% close. But see, someone who's just buying leads who doesn't make 450 calls a day, they'll buy 100 leads and say, I should get 10 sales, 20 sales. No, you shouldn't. I mean, you can get good and increase your closing percentage, but most people that buy leads, just like most people that go to social media and think that they're going to get a whole bunch of people or whatever, they're doing it out of weakness. They're doing it because they haven't built their muscles yet. You got to do the push-ups. You got to do the sit-ups. You got to do the work to hone those muscles. You got to get in there and get better. And if buying leads is what builds those muscles, then go for it. Awesome. Nothing wrong with it. Okay. If you are looking for other sources of leads, right? Looking for that creative way to come up with leads, then if you go to rayhigdon.com, I have a free audio that is 29 sources of leads. So that's rayhigdon.com, 29 sources of leads.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.